Okay, cool. All right. Thank you. So, yeah, so this is an image of a performance, a live coding performance. So there's me on stage, and there's a projection behind me. This is a quite typical setup for a live coding performance. Live coding means that people in this type of performance either write code from scratch or make alterations to existing code that they're using. Sometimes it's for audiovisual composition. You might have come across algorithms in clubs. In my case, I tend to do things that are a little bit more for the gallery space. And I'm using, what I'm going to show today is a little demo of a DuckDuckGo privacy extension that I've altered to use during these performances. And this extension is sort of one element out of many things that I'm exploring here. So yeah, this is just a close-up of the screen where you have a browser being projected. On one side you have a big corporation search engine, and then on the right side is the browser console that I'm using, Firefox. So this is one of the questions that I started asking: how can choreographic approach to data tracking in human-computer interaction look like? Might come as a surprise, choreography, because I haven't said so yet, but I have a background in dance. I've been dancing since I'm like 5 years old, and I'm very passionate about that. And I sort of, even though I've studied many other things that are not dance related, I sort of keep on dancing, and that really shapes the way I do things within also HCI. And there's other questions that I started asking the more I was investigating these. So how could maybe choreography help help improve transparency in web interfaces? Is there a role in that space? Or could it also help people configure resources for people to feel a bit more agency within that space of data tracking? So it's been a lot so far. So if you just keep these two ideas in mind, there's like data tracking algorithms and choreography. So what does that actually mean? Choreography. I'm sure all of you have images of what that could look like in your mind, but this is an example. Stand up if your age is between 35 and 44. Right. Okay, so here we have an understanding of the age group in the room. Rotate if your age is between 35 and 44 and you live in Brussels. Okay, great. Thank you for performing those movements. So here we see an example about choreography. So essentially it's a notation system for dance. So it's a way of either writing about movement or documenting movement. So you just performed the choreography for me. Thank you for doing that. But it also means that now I have a bit of more sense of the data within this room. So I know that there's a percentage of people who are within a certain age group, and some very even smaller percentage of a group that lives in Brussels. So I use these strategies to explain people why data tracking algorithms, like why they're invasive and like how they connect to personal data. So these are some of the experiments I do. And I'm sort of also interested in choreography, and this is a quote by André Lepecki, a Brazilian scholar based in the US, who thinks about choreography as this idea of the society of control. So how our movements sometimes are dictated, and actually thinking about how much freedom of movement we have. And I'm sort of curious about these questions. Online tracking algorithms, I suppose maybe in this space there's more knowledge around that. Even more than I hold. I like these definition by Tactical Tech, an organization that also does a lot to help in this space. And they say, have you ever read a newspaper and noticed a stranger reading it over your shoulder? I guess this is, maybe you can imagine it reading on your phone now. So reading the news online is like having Google, Facebook, or Twitter doing the same thing. I quite like these. It puts things in a simple way. So what I've done so far, I'm on my third year of my PhD, so I don't have so much time left. But this is what I've done, and a lot of it is practical. So I've done workshops with people. I've developed or helped or continue developing an existing browser extension. I've done performances, and I've done a study with a smaller group of people. Workshops mostly happened in the UK, where I'm based, and people were invited for them, or they were hosted within particular setups. So it's not really representative of a broad, very broad situation. So, but it's been really interesting to understand how people sort of relate to these topics. So a lot of the things that I do are actually pretty analog. So I ask people to think about what's their digital ecosystem, what do they use, and some of them put a lot of effort. They even like draw very carefully the logos. And there's other things that I do, like moving around and having people think about observing each other's movements, which is essentially what happens in the online space as well, but obviously in a different dimension as well. And sometimes I even have people hack existing websites by changing things using the web console. Obviously, this requires a little bit more comfort when it comes to using maybe JavaScript or the web console, etc. So what I've come to develop using during this time is this vocabulary that I introduce to people. Some of it has more to do with movement, and other has to do with analytics or typical data tracking and user interaction data that is used for data tracking. And I have people discuss how do they feel about these and what strategies they might want to come up with to resist data tracking. And it's quite interesting when you actually have people think